ahead in the in the order that you've arranged to talk to your submission.
Okay.
Once you've done that, then I've got some issues that I'd like to raise with you about the submission, but please introduce your submission in the first instance.
Okay. Well, I'm Shelley. I'll be speaking first, and then Gronya, who and then. Okay.
Great.
So thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak at this hearing today, and to be able to give the parents' perspective regarding the inequality surrounding our lesbian daughters and gay sons. I've brought Gronya with me, a mother whose daughter is presently living in England, where there is equal rights, and who has a son with health issues to tell their stories and concerns. I'm sure you would be aware that none of us are public speakers and we aren't experts on legislation, but we're acutely aware of the everyday injustices that our lesbian and gay children live with. For myself personally, as a mother of two sons, I find it very difficult to accept that our federal government refuses to acknowledge one of my son's relationships in any way regarding legislation and equality just because of his sexual orientation. Equality is something that I automatically had assumed and always took for granted, not only for myself but my children as well, and that is until one of my sons disclosed that he was homosexual. And then to realise that because of his sexual orientation isn't the common variety, the government openly discriminates against him and others like him who are in long-term same-sex relationships. It's especially difficult to comprehend that a country whose unofficial motto or thinking is to give everyone a fair go actively works to discriminate against their own citizens for something they have neither chosen or want to be. When young ones come out, they know at best they will be disappointing family, and at worst fear they may be abandoned by those they love the most. Fortunately, many lesbians and gays end up happy in their life, and thankfully my son is included in this group. But it's a struggle initially until they and family members come to terms with their sexual diversity. My son is only 29 years of age, and I'm very proud of him living his life honestly and openly. And if straight, he had everything a parent could wish for their child. He has a career that he loves with rapid promotion, a partner of 8 years who cares about him, properties, healthy finance, a new car, regular overseas holidays with his partner, and a dog that adores him. My son is also in a career where he's received bravery citations and regularly puts his life on the line every day when he goes to work. But the present federal government, however, is quick to accept his taxes and my son's taxes and his partner's without a twinge of conscience, but they give nothing in return. If this was my straight son, it would be an entirely different story and a total non-issue. Presently, the federal government continues to deny them and others in similar situations the rights that only they can provide. And as mentioned earlier, that's pensions, tax and benefits, etc., just because of their sexual orientation. The only thing that will change this discrimination under present law is the ability to legalise the relationships with marriage or civil union. And this, as we know, is denied to our same-sex attracted children. This recognition would instantly provide the legal benefits, security, respect and recognition of their relationships that many are seeking. Some lesbians and gays, like some heterosexuals, are happy with a de facto relationship, and this is fine, but they should have the choice. And while this denial of rights continues, the government and society in general reap the benefits of lesbian and gay talents and taxes, but refuse to make any concessions, just making life difficult financially and uncertain for many. This continued discrimination and outdated thinking continues the age-old marginalisation and homophobia still being directed towards the gay community today, and it's time it stopped. If they did have recognition of rights, there would be less stigma, depression and less suicidal ideation because there would not be the fear and uncertainty of being outed that many live with on a daily basis every day of the year. This is unjust. This is just unfair and something we as heterosexuals can only think we understand or comprehend, because we need to walk in their shoes to really understand how this feels. And while this is happening, the general community benefits, and my personal opinion is that the federal government is quite happy to take their taxes. The government profits by ignoring same-sex couples, because they miss out on the rebates and benefits they'd receive if seen as a couple. This continual denial of rights and tax relief is continually telling them they don't deserve the equality, privileges and same rights as their straight siblings. My son and his partner, like their straight siblings with their partners, have joint bank accounts, rental properties and shares, but can't lessen the tax burden because the federal government is quick to state that their relationship isn't valid like their heterosexual brothers and sisters. Because same-sex couples aren't covered under the definition of spouse, in most employment situations under federal law, if my son was injured or permanently incapacitated in the line of duty, his partner would not be recognised as his partner or legal carer, as would a wife, and therefore would receive no carer's benefits or pensions, and then be penalised with a higher threshold for pharmaceutical benefits and any other financial assistance available to a heterosexual couple in the same position. And worse, if my son was killed, it would be very unlikely that his partner would receive a superannuation payment without a struggle. And to add insult to injury, depending on my son's partner's employer, could be denied bereavement leaves or benefits. These are things, again, their straight siblings will never have to be concerned about. This constant discrimination by the federal government keeps homophobia in our general community bubbling along nicely. It's the government's duty to protect minorities, not persecute them. And the federal government at the moment seems to forget that the country should be run by the state, not the church. Fortunately for the gay community in Australia, the states recognise many of their rights, but it needs the federal government to streamline the laws to simplify things and make the laws uniform. Presently, laws differ slightly between states, so if or when a same-sex couple move interstate, they need to have their rights clarified. And again, this is something as a heterosexual we don't need to be concerned about. The US and Australia are the only first world countries going backwards regarding lesbian and gay rights, and I really believe it's well and truly time that people stood up and spoke out. And I think it's not only the lesbians and gays and bisexuals in the community, it's their parents and family members as well. The federal government can undo the majority of wrongs against same-sex couples just by changing legislation and by making it clear to the general public through education and policy that homophobia and discrimination are no longer acceptable. And if they did this, Australia would be a much better place for all. Parents of PFLAG, parents and friends of lesbians and gays, don't want tolerance of our sons and daughters. We want acceptance. And we want equal rights, not special rights, whether this be in their personal lives regarding relationships or in the workplace. We don't want our gay sons and lesbian daughters feeling they need to keep personal lives secret, so many, for fear of ostracism or contrived reasons for dismissal, live double lives which cause untold hardships, stress, depression and feelings of lack of self-worth, which we've already heard from Kaz talk about. As a heterosexual, I could not imagine feeling that if asked, I couldn't tell the truth in my workplace and about myself generally, my weekend or my partner, for fear of repercussion, whether they be blatant or subtle. But this is what's happening with many lesbians and gays. They feel compelled to do this, just keep it all quiet. And only recently, I was speaking with a young lesbian who was sacked from her job in a law firm. At a supervision session, she was told that her work was good, but she needed to give more of herself personally. So she described or disclosed that she was lesbian, and within a month she was sacked, and when she was asked the reason, she was told they couldn't give one. Lesbians and gays come from all walks of life, are in all professions and trades, and it needs to be recognised that they contribute to society in many ways and should be able to take their rights and freedoms for granted as we heterosexuals do in this country. They haven't broken any law, they just have a sexual orientation that is considered a natural human variant by the American Psychiatric Association and the Australian Psychological Association, and they know that it's neither chosen or an easier lifestyle, as some suggest. Desmond Tutu believes that the continued discrimination against same-sex couples that still exists today is similar to apartheid in South America. South Africa, I'm sorry. The gays, still like the blacks were, are blamed and persecuted for something over which they have no control. Much of the problem comes from the exclusion of the term spouse regarding same-sex couples and the compulsory inclusion of man and woman in marriage or civil unions for heterosexual couples, and next of kin only applies to couples in heterosexual relationships as far as I know. The federal government didn't even make any provision to count the same-sex couples in 2006 census. And then if people hadn't complained about this omission, they would have had the gall to state that there aren't that many anyway. Because they didn't show in the census. Presently, federal... I'll just have a little drink.
Sure.
Presently, federal politicians are like ostriches with their heads in the sand, naively trying to hide. The momentum is building, and PFLAG parents across Australia strongly believe that the federal government's continual contempt and denial of the rights and recognition of same-sex couples are denying them and their families any social progress, inherent dignity, and inalienable rights that we as heterosexuals take for granted. And we believe it's time that our gay sons and lesbian daughters were seen as equals in the eyes of their government and fellow Australians. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you very much. Right. Now, I think you said Grania.
Yes, Grania. Grania is next.
Speak next.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, stay there because I'm. But there may be questions I want to ask all of you.
Can we just have a drink of water? Yeah. I might need Shelley to finish reading my what I'm saying because I tend to get a bit emotional. Thank you.
Take your time, and water's good. So.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Grania Ridd, and I am the mother of a beautiful young woman who also happens to be a lesbian. My daughter has been living in London for the past 8 years with her partner, and they are now able, at long last, to marry in the UK. They are talking of having a child. They can live their lives happy in the knowledge that they are recognised as human beings with the same rights, needs and desires of any heterosexual couple. So, say they do these things and then decide to come here to live. Their rights as equal human beings would not be recognised. Their marriage would not exist. Their child would be the child of a biological parent only. And I, if I'm the non-biological... Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
And I, if I'm the non-biological grandmother, would also have no rights. On the 14th of January 2006, the Australian federal government, in its infinite wisdom, moved to obstruct gay couples wanting to get married in countries that recognise same-sex nuptials. Last year, the Attorney General's department even went as far as to tell at least two Australian embassies in Europe to refuse to help citizens requiring proof of their single status for a same-sex marriage. My mind boggles at the arrogance and the audacity of the people who head the Australian government. They inflict their personal, narrow views on us, giving no thought to the fact that their judgments are totally against basic human rights. To quote Mr. John von Duser, President of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, the right to non-discrimination is one of the most fundamental human rights in international law, unquote. According to the present Australian laws, my daughter and her partner would be excluded from work-related entitlements and benefits. Quote, in 2006, this is simply not acceptable. Nor will they qualify for bereavement leave, carer's leave, compassionate leave, or for travel or transfer benefits. They can be refused hospital visitation rights. As my daughter's partner is from Northern Ireland, it is quite probable that upon her entry into this country, their relationship will not be recognised. They will be discriminated against in the areas of taxation, social security, insurance, in family law, and where their individual wills are concerned. There is insufficient protection against discrimination in the workplace. They will be subject to unfair dismissal, harassment, and denial sale of promotional opportunities. If they have a child each, those children won't be recognised as siblings. Donor insemination won't be made available to them. The non-biological parent can't adopt her partner's child unless the birth parent gives up all parental rights. If the biological parent dies without a valid will, their child doesn't inherit and the child's future is placed in jeopardy. They can be victimised and vilified. Of course, much of this can happen even when they do have equal rights, but at least the law will be on their side. John Howard has said that same-sex marriage will endanger traditional marriage and that it's a matter of survival of the species. What utter twaddle. As my open and clear-minded 88-year-old mother says, what is the man afraid of? Does he and those others think that lesbians and homosexuals are going to contaminate the rest of us? When my mother asked her beloved granddaughter if she and her partner would be returning to live here, my daughter replied, no, we wouldn't be accepted here. And what's sad is this is her country of birth. I find it very frustrating and very painful that my intelligent, caring, homosexual child does not have the same rights that her heterosexual brother enjoys and takes for granted. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronja. Thank you for those comments, and we appreciate you sharing those things with us. That's okay. Firstly, can I say thank you? I've been touched by many of the submissions and people who've spoken at the hearings, but I guess one of the things that's really impacted on me is the expression by parents of the different treatment experienced by their gay and lesbian children as opposed to their straight children, and you've all clearly demonstrated that. You've talked a lot about different treatment of your children. I'd be interested for you to comment on what the impact is for you of having your family member or your child in a couple that's denied the entitlements given to straight couples.
I think it's very frustrating, and it's very disheartening, because I know with my son, he works very hard just generally to keep his life, you know, up and make the most of it, and in his work and in the workplace he is very well respected. But the government refuses to acknowledge any of that, and when I see them working so hard as a little family unit, and that is just denied. It's just totally ignored by the government. And in anything, I think that they really are discriminated against and life is made difficult for them. And in my case, with my son, his partner suffers from a slight depression caused by him being gay, wanting to be. And of course, it's a hardship for them that they have to deal with that they really shouldn't have to. And also too, I think when you see that you've got one child struggling and you know that your other child, being straight, wouldn't have those issues, it's just not fair. And as a parent, I get quite angry.
I guess the main thing is that I'm a caring mother and I love my son equally with his siblings.
Of course.
And it's just not equality, is it?
Mm. Well, I have the problem with my daughter living 12,000 miles away.
Yes.
And I'd love her to be here.
Mm.
It's a good excuse for me to visit her, of course. but yes, because of the attitudes, they wouldn't feel free to live here as the sort of life they're having in London.
Does denying access to certain financial entitlements put extra financial pressure or strain on families seeking to support gay and lesbian couples? Do you have examples of that?
Sorry, would you repeat that?
Sure. Does denial of particular entitlements under the law that we're talking about to gay and lesbian couples put extra financial strain on family and friends seeking to support those couples?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that depends on how aware the rest of the family are, because a lot of people just don't even think about it.
Mm.
They, it's just something they take for granted.
Sure.
And but I know that in our case, we have assisted our boys. We call them our, we say we have three sons, not two. And we have actively assisted them to make their life as comfortable as possible so that they aren't affected.
But on the whole, in that case, it depends on your financial situation.
Well, it does. Some
it?
People can't
to,
do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wondered if Flag had any examples of you know, situations where that may have been an issue, where people had done that. That was the thrust of my question.
No. I think a lot of people, even if they do help their gay or lesbian children, they really don't talk about it. Mm. It's just a personal thing.
What about denial of access to carers leave for gay and lesbian couple members? Does that put time strains on family who want to help out?
Well, naturally it does. When heterosexual people can claim carers' pension and it's denied to the partner of my son, who suffers with depression from time to time, so therefore he's not getting the extra money that others are allowed.
You mentioned that same-sex couples don't get access to discounted private health care insurance.
Private health.
No, I think it depends on whether it's a federally funded health service. And because I think with my boys, what they've done is they've gone along the private health system, and
okay.
So they do. But when it's anything that's federally funded, then they have no access. They get no rebates.
Okay, well, I thought that the submission referred to discounted private health care insurance, but you're not...
Not included, I understand that.
Okay, all right. Okay, that probably covers the questions that that I had. Are there any other issues that you feel that we haven't covered from your submission that you wanted to raise?
No.
Well, again, thank you for your... for your input this morning. It's been very helpful to the inquiry, and I appreciate your preparedness to come and say the things you have and give us your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a short break now, and